Last leg. W lay still. She watched the new day seep into her room, drifting all the way down the wall and across the floor. She was sure she wouldn't live through it. The woman who came to be known as W lived in a block of bedsits, a tenement in one of the inner suburbs of Melbourne. W was of a dyeable age. She could have been 30 or 40-something. She could have been slightly younger or older. Her body was wiry, taut. She looked Spartan, spare. Perhaps this is why people avoided her. W was from Wales. She had lived most of her life in rented rooms in Clungudra, then Cardiff, but mainly London, where she earned a living as a nanny from the age of 16. She was known as Wallace then. W saw a tenement in the city of Yarra as an anomaly, a luxury almost. She had her own space and she could keep it for as long as she pleased. No one knew anything about her. It suited her. After all, she had nurtured her solitude with more devotion than her body. That had not been easy, and she was proud of it. W devoured information. The internet had been a boon, but she liked the television best. Sometimes she could be heard through the poorly insulated walls screaming abuse at the box. She would rage at everything. The news, advertisements, sitcoms, cartoons, soap operas, football games, and pseudo-documentaries. Somehow, the television aroused her loathing for humanity. It wasn't that W hated people. She was, after all, herself, human, or she usually saw herself as such. But an incurable addiction to the fast pace of life and the amputation of a limb meant that she often had her doubts. She had succumbed to a desire she little understood. Now, she shunned people. She knew people, and so had chosen to banish herself from their company. W found the tenement convenient for reasons she would have liked to see as secret. There was, of course, no shortage of speed. An elderly Kazakhstani couple two doors down from her flat imported the stuff through their son's catering business. W loathed the foreign accent and the old woman's intent way of staring at her, but she didn't really care. They were always in business and always at home. W's habit had long since claimed her right leg, just above the knee. When she was allotted a disability pension and subsidized housing, she had decided it wasn't so bad. This is why she never thought of renouncing her British nationality, which was odd, as it made her a stranger both at home and abroad. Besides, she had a quality chair and a surprisingly efficient prosthetic leg. So between her British pension, a meagre supplement from some long-forgotten Welsh fund, and the mixed blessings of Australian methadone, W was able to maintain her health. Well, habit. But she preferred to think of it as her health. Camouflaged in unassuming clothes from a local department store, W would melt into the urban crowd. Still, she would shudder at the memory of those few periods of withdrawal, both voluntary and otherwise. Taken unawares, she would shudder in public spaces, the Bourke Street Mall, a tram stop on Spring Street, the Treasury Gardens, and she would cringe at the averted gaze of onlookers. Despite appearances, W was an inveterate junkie. She had lost her leg because it became gangrenous. The doctor said it was because of the drugs. He had looked disgusted, not concerned. He must have been right. W was using lots of different stuff then, mixing it up and jamming it in anywhere she thought would give her the best hit, anywhere she could find a vein and trap it long enough to stab it. Wounds on her leg became infected. She didn't care. In fact, she hardly noticed. The leg started to die, and they had to chop it off before its death caused her own. After the surgery, W promised herself never to use the needle again. The golden handcuffs were no longer an option. She started snorting junk, smoked it, mixed it with various liquids so she could drink it. It wasn't the same. It would never be the same, and she knew it. It was all she'd ever truly loved and all she'd ever be good at. It was her fantasy and her nightmare. It was difficult to think of anything that wasn't somehow related to junk, like showing ink blots to a lepidopterist.